You're welcome back. The Kremlin has insisted that Vladimir Putin didn't reject American proposals aimed at bringing an end to the war in Ukraine. Its spokesman also said that he wouldn't be providing what he called a running commentary on negotiations with the US. For more, we can talk to Vitaly Shevchenko. He's Russia editor with BBC Monitoring. Thanks for talking to us again, Vitaly. How much is actually known about what happened at those talks in Moscow yesterday?
Very little, Rachel. In fact, we know nothing about what, if anything, was agreed during those five-hour talks. We don't even know whether the Americans put much pressure on the Russians. In other words, if there was a genuine and serious plan presented by the Americans to end Russia's war against Ukraine, or whether this was a meeting of allies discussing how to make money together without much consideration for Ukraine's interests. I was looking at pictures published by Russian state media immediately before the talks started last night, and they showed the American negotiators, Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, being shown around Moscow, being treated to lunch at a luxurious restaurant in central Moscow. And those pictures, they suggested, an air of bonhomie, or at least a warm welcome provided by the Russians. Combine that with those extraordinary leaks we saw in the media last week, which suggested that the Americans had actually presented a Russian-drafted list of maximalist demands as their own 28-point plan. And there was also a suggestion that Steve Witkoff had advised the Russians how to handle Donald Trump. And that gives you an impression that there's a certain alignment of interests, shall we say, between the Americans and the Russians.
There's been a flurry of to-ing and fro-ing over the past couple of weeks. So where then does this process go from here?
You know, Rachel, that's a really good question. I was in Turkey for three rounds of talks between the Russians and the Ukrainians over last summer. And those talks happened at, well, Washington's insistence, more or less. I was later in Alaska for the summit between Putin and Trump, and I was in Washington, D.C. for summits involving Trump, Zelensky, and various European and NATO allies of Ukraine. And after all that, absolutely nothing. So this latest round of talks in Moscow, it kind of reinforces my feeling of déjà vu, a lot of activity, a lot of towing and throwing, some rumors and media speculation about how aligned the Americans are with the Russians. But at the end of the day, there's absolutely no sign of the fighting in Ukraine being anywhere near the end. There's absolutely no change in Russia's hardline position. Vladimir Putin is still saying that the fighting will only stop if or when the Ukrainians withdraw. So a lot of talking that has led to nothing, I'm afraid.
Vitaly Shevchenko, thanks indeed for joining us this afternoon.